When I came to Rolph, it seemed like a pretty big town. There was a theater, there was a bakery, there were, I don't know, two grocery stores, and of course the drugstore. And I think there were five filling stations. And there was a DX and Phillips 66 and a City Service and Standard, and ours was the Royal 400. And the Saturday nights, the streets filled up. Everybody came early to get a parking place to park up, and it was like kind of going to a style show. I think that some of them just like to sit there and watch the traffic, and some, of course, could go to the show, and some would come in just to visit at the station, and then they would come in and pay their bills. And if you got your groceries, there's always this little sack of candy sometimes on Saturday nights if you had little kids where they'd get a little sack of candy in there for coming in the shop. And of course, Cora Leiters was a big thing. And the thing I remember about her store was, because when I first came to Rolph, if you were taking food anywhere, if it would be to the church or to a shower, they'd always say, well, bring a cake and a Cora Leiter pan. Well, I had no idea what a Cora Leiter pan was. And I don't think I was quite so talkative in those days, because I went back and said to somebody, I'm supposed to bring something in a Cora Leiter pan, and what do I bring? And so it turned out to be kind of just a 9 by 13 pan. And I never did have a Cora Leiter pan, but I managed. And
Do you remember what she was like?
well, she was really nice. I think a lot of times you just like to go in there just to have a little conversation with Cora, because she just treated you like she'd known you all those years. I mean, for a new person, she just acted like she'd known me all these years. And so I always enjoyed to go in there just to see her. But it was after she was had given away the pans. I used to kind of tell her about that. I said, I just never got a Cora Leiter pan, but I sure heard a lot about them. That was when I first met her, because I
I
heard
still
about
see some recipes. It says bring ham loaf. Recipes for one Cora Leiter pan.
Yes, that was the big thing in Rolph. And so I know I did just kind of tell her. I said, well, I just have a really hard time taking anything here because I don't have a Cora Leiter pan. But she was just very pleasant and just kept everything up in the store that you could just go in there to enjoy being in there. And the jewelry store, of course, the White's Jewelry Store, that was a real memorable place too. I had watches and different, and he would fix watches if you went in there. If you had the stem came out of your watch or something, he'd keep that going. And he had jewelry in there that you could go and buy. It was just fun kind of to browse in there. And at one time there was a little hamburger joint right next to that place, so there was always somebody looking in the windows at White's Jewelry Store. It was just always somebody there. And the bakery was a popular place too. And of course, there's always been a bank here. And we did have a bank in Rutland, but not, it was a real small bank, and it had kind of was not there anymore either after time went. And I had worked in the grocery store in Rutland for $3 a week till so I was always interested in the grocery stores in towns. Because our grocery store had the old meat market, and they just put the sawdust on the floor and the old wooden block table where they cut up all the meat. And the ones, as I remembered here, were not quite that, didn't have the sawdust on the floor. So I mean, they just more uptown. And the restaurant, they had good restaurants here too.
What were the grocery stores they had then?
There was Hawks was there, and all the one names. See, I kind of lose my name, just having a senior moment. Oh, it was there forever, and I can't think what his
The
name was.
Alneys?
Alney's was there. There was one though before that, and I can't think what his.
Eikenberry's?
Eikenberry's. Yeah, I think they had a grocery store. And then after a while, then it was the Woods Super Value, and the thing to go into Webb's was their fountain. Everybody, that was the. And another thing was, a lot of times you go in there, the kids were in there reading comic books. You'd kind of have to Watch where you're walking. But that was always a favorite spot too. So I think you could find anything you really needed in there. If you didn't feel good, you just went up there and they had something in their pharmacist that would give you, whether it was cough syrup or he had a cream that it was Webb's hand cream, and Webb's had different things of their own brands. So it didn't make any difference what you went there. Of course, Harold Callaghan was a special. He was really the spearheaded that for a long time. And of course, the kids always liked to go in there because of the treats from the counter. And there was always kids in there reading. They didn't have to buy those books. They could just sit in there and read them. A few of kids would buy them, you know, I think, I'm sure. And they had, oh, I can't even remember all the different things they had in there, but you could just, and they, I liked the old-time ice cream tables. It was quite a drawing card. You could have a treat and sit down at the old tables with the iron chairs and gift, they had gifts. Because I remember the old, they had perfume, because I think I've got a set of perfume yet. That's the old time perfume with a big bottle and a little bottle that came from Webb's. And then handkerchiefs used to be real good seller, boxes of handkerchiefs, you know. They were always, you were always glad to get a box of handkerchiefs as a gift. It was, and of course, when the kids came, that's for those, my girls, they just really liked to go. Everybody went with their, up with the kids to get them a treat at Webb's. And then the train went through Rolph. It came from Rutland to Rolph. So when I first came here, if my mom wanted to come up for the day, she'd get on the train at Rutland, and she would get up here, oh, probably about, I think it was 10:30 or 11, and she'd get on the train and go back at 5, and she'd be back home by 6 o'clock, I think. So every once in a while, because of course my folks never owned a car, and so she just enjoyed coming up on that train and going into Corralitos and some of the shops around town, and then she'd get the train and go back. So that was the train, and the train in Rutland was a big thing too. And then it was the same. That was kind of the same here. The depots were kind of alike, and it was a, we used to go watch the trains come in because the bread would come in big boxes in on the trains, and a lot of the food did. There was no trucks running around. And I think they had the dray. There was a dray man here too that would haul the things to the wherever they were wanting to go.